I guess, I don't know what's happening with our ISDN line, but I know that we have our, what's that?
Oh, I was going to say, he said that we are connected, but he can't hear you.
Oh, man, I don't know how to fix that. Do you know how to fix that?
We'll figure it out right now.
Let me see. What if I turn it on? Check, check. Can you hear me now?
I can now.
There you go. Stand by for a good intro.
It's 102.5 The Bone's 2016 campaign full coverage, closely following the candidate who may quite possibly be the worst president ever.
There you go. There's my man Herman Cain standing Mike, by. Yes, sir.
All right. Just remind them, the white button for the black guy, okay? That's how you remember. I'm sitting here saying I can't hear anything.
Wait a second. You're black?
I know it comes as a shock, but just label the white button for the black guy whenever I call it.
That's perfect. Well, let me ask you if you noticed something last night about Jeb Bush that I noticed right away. Galvin brought up that he's in better shape physically. And he's thinner and taller and maybe looking more presidential. But I also noticed last night that he was wearing a suit like he's never worn before. It almost had a little shine to it, kind of like trying to be the hip younger guy.
I didn't notice any of that.
No, huh?
Let me tell you what I noticed. He's finished.
Yeah.
Oh.
He tried to attack Marco Rubio. And the reason he did that is because, as Rubio pointed out very tactfully, his staff told him to go after Rubio. He is so low in the polls. He's not getting any traction. But I could tell you, I could have told them if they had asked me, but they didn't ask. That strategy wasn't going to work. He wanted to try to eliminate his Florida competition and then take out the rest of the field. Well, you got to get past the 10-yard line before you get to the 20-yard line.
He ain't touching Rubio. The problem, here's my two problems with Rubio. One is, I believe he's a good man, and I believe that eventually he will do some good, but he's too robotic now with his responses. Same thing with Fiorina. Everybody loves her because she's got a great comeback to everybody's answer, but she's just so programmed to say the same things over and over again. How many goddamn times do I have to hear about Rubio's parents being poor?
Yeah, we get it.
We get it. You're I'm proud of you.
Well, they need to ask him different questions.
He brings his poor parents into every question. Well, hey, let me tell you, my parents were immigrants.
And, hey, Mike, can I tell you about my dad who worked three jobs and my mom was a domestic worker? Look, they ask questions that allows him to pivot into that. Now, as far as the robotic part, I love you like a brother from another mother, but I disagree. They are just so quick and articulate, it sounds robotic. That's what that is, in my opinion.
You think so?
Yeah. I think that they are just so quick, and they've learned the art of the pivot. And in a debate, you have to understand the art of the pivot. And if it were not for the art of the pivot, that two-hour series last night would have been a total bust. You and I both saw probably that MSNBC lost because they were carrying a flag for the liberal media.
Right.
And all of the candidates won. But I thought that all of the candidates did a good job of pivoting to something substantive when the moderators were shut up.
Yeah, the moderators, I mean, how many people used the word snarky last night after it was over? I mean, they were really, they really crapped the bed on doing their fact checking. I mean, Trump talks out of both sides of his mouth, so you know you could always catch him. But there were a couple other things that they said last night where they're like, I mean, Ben Carson, when you accuse Ben Carson of something and he tells you he never said it, don't challenge him on it because he's not going to lie to you.
He's not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
But they did that several times. No? Well, how do you explain your vetting process? Look, if I had to vet everything that was on the internet that had my picture on it or something that I said, I wouldn't have time to do a radio show.
Yeah. You know how many porn sites are using Jessica Alba's picture? And sure, she's never on there when I go there.
I haven't been to those, so you have to tell me about it.
You know
it,
what?
Okay?
I think that's a big fat lie. And second of all, what the first guy that gets out there and says, because remember back in the day, you couldn't say that you ever smoked pot before in your life.
Right,
correct.
Yeah.
Now, everybody, even Bush is like, oh, I did coke for a little while.
Yeah.
So the first guy that's like, I enjoy a little porn, it's legal. I mean, that's a real American right there. Here's a couple other things. Jeb Bush, we know, is done.
Yeah.
Mike Huckabee is done. Mike Huckabee is getting weirder and weirder every time we see him in a debate. Like, I don't know what his angle is. Like, I don't think he wants to be president. I think he's just pushing for something else.
I think he was trying. It's just that he's not resonating. He's not getting any traction. And I really can't explain it. Mike was one of my pick six. Now I'm down to my pick five because I think that He might try and stay in, but he'll probably drop out if he doesn't start to raise money. That's what he did the last time around. When the money starts to dry up, you've got to drop out, or you're going to end up with a lot of personal debt that you don't want to have to deal with. So not, I like Mike, and I always have, but for some reason, he's not getting an attraction. So
too religious.
Yeah.
Too religious. You can take a stance and you can say what your personal feelings are, but he's almost to the point where he's too crazy religious.
Right.
Scaring people.
Well, he doesn't scare me. Maybe that's because I'm scary religious also.
And let me tell you about, I figured out Chris Christie, and I'm a New York guy. I liked Chris Christie during Sandy. I like him during Disasters. He comes out and back in the day, all the powerful guys were fat. So when you got a fat guy in a suit, that wasn't so bad, right?
Right.
You look at any old school photo, the fat guy was the one who always had the money to eat, so he was powerful. Christie, to me now, he reminds me of, there's a movie with John Goodman that nobody probably saw except for Galvin called King Ralph.
Oh, yeah.
Where John Goodman, the entire royal bloodline is electrocuted, and their next of kin is this guy who lives in Chicago, which ends up being John Goodman, who's like a bowler and a beer drinker, and he is now king of England because all the other ones died.
Right.
And that's Christie. Christie looks to me like a guy, like they put a fat guy, they grabbed a bowler, put him in a suit, and they said, you can do this, come on. Like they're prepping him up. It's over for him too. He's better off staying in Jersey where people like him and still think he's in The Sopranos.
He had some great responses last night, but I don't think it's going to be enough for people to get really, really excited about him. I still think that the ones that are going to remain at the top are the outsiders. And I consider Trump an outsider, Carson an outsider. Fiorina, I think, is going to move up. Cruz is an outsider. And I think Rubio is going to hang in there because of, even though you called it robotic, I think that Rubio is going to hang in there. And those five, I think, are going to be around for the next debate.
Let me change that if I can, because maybe robotic isn't the right term. I just feel like that it may be a little rehearsed is what I was thinking of. It's not robotic. He definitely appeals to people. But his answers just seem too much like a politician's answers to me. Rubio, Carson failed a little bit, especially on the economic stuff. He goes back and forth on his positions.
Yeah.
He's still learning. I don't think he's a bad guy. I just don't think he knows enough yet.
He needs to be more forceful. You can be forceful without being blustery, okay? And some of his answers are just too timid. They are the right answers. They are thoughtful, but he needs to be a little bit more assertive and a little bit more forceful. That's what I think this Carson is missing, which is why he has been slowly moving up the polls. But if his forcefulness doesn't come out pretty soon, you might see him start to go down a little bit. People want a fighter, and they need to hear that fire and that fight from the candidates, especially in the debates, because think about it. The debates, they represent just one of the main sources that people learn about candidates. And unfortunately, it is the main source for a whole lot of people.
Wait, was Donald Trump the big loser last night?
No, he held serve, as they would say in tennis. You know, he didn't really lose. What I was shocked by is that the questioners didn't focus on him. He answered the questions when it came to him, but he wasn't the central focus. And see, what happens is, and I went through the same thing, not bragging, but my performance, quote unquote performance, in the first debate was so great that the expectations for the second one were so high that everybody looked at me and said, well, he didn't do as well. Well, I guess I did. It's just that I didn't take exceptional to exceptional plus.
Right.
Trump held serve, in my opinion, last night.
Do you, did you ever think, like, nobody wants to say when they're nominated for an Academy Award, they don't want to, I didn't even write a thank you list because I didn't think I would win. But did you ever think, okay, so say I make this presidency, who are you looking at for vice president?
Depending upon who do you think will be president?
No, you. I'm talking about you. When you were there, if you were like, hey, man, after that first debate and you're all high and everybody loves you and you're laying in bed, you're like, man, if I'm president, I would like this guy for my vice president.
Well, I had thoughts of Paul Ryan.
Oh, really?
Yes, I did. Paul Ryan was picked by Romney, and I would have picked Paul. Paul Ryan was on my short list to be vice president also. Now he's going to be Speaker of the House.
Yeah.
Paul Ryan's downfall was Mitt Romney. It wouldn't have anything to do with it didn't have anything to do with Paul Ryan, because of the very reasons he is being pushed into a leadership position, his thoughtfulness, his smartness, his youthfulness, all of those qualities. He was on my short list. And beyond Paul, I really hadn't thought about anybody else because, you know, I didn't want to get too far ahead of myself.
Why do you think he didn't run for president?
Because you have to have a deep desire and aspiration to do that. Secondly, as he pointed out when he laid down his conditions to be Speaker of the House, he has some young kids. And I admire him for not wanting to make that kind of commitment at this point. When I ran for president, my kids were grown and gone.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that was a big concern of his, and I respect that. Plus, he's also still very young. So the possibility of him running in the future still exists, but I think he's going to have to sharpen some of his communication skills if he were to decide to do that.
Oh, can you imagine if Hillary gets a nomination, if Hillary gets to become president, and you got Paul Ryan as Speaker of the House, he's just setting up the battle for in the next couple of years.
How about gridlock on steroids?
Yeah.
Nothing will get done. Because Paul Ryan is not going to just roll over for Hillary. But you brought up another unpleasant point. Hillary is going to get the nomination. You want to know why? They've cleared the deck. They can't, nobody else, Joe would not have slowed her down. So the fact that they made a big story out of Joe Biden, Joe's going to run and all of that, that was a non-factor. The fact of the matter is Democrats are looking the other way, even though she lied, even though she deceived the American public. They don't care. As Rubio pointed out last night, after she did that testimony before that select Senate, that select congressional committee, they talked about it was one of her best weeks and best days relative to her campaign. The woman lied.
Right.
And they are ignoring it, and they are going to clear the deck, and they are hoping that the American voters, at least the Democrats and maybe a few independents, are going to forget about the fact that she lied. And that's how they are going to try to help her get the nomination, and they're going to do the same thing to try to get her to become president.
I don't understand. That's 11 hours of lies that she had.
Yes.
And then everybody just sweeps that under the rug. And part of the problem is, you're not going to see Bernie Sanders turn and call her out on that. He's too busy, like you said last time, trying to set himself up for some sort of position because he knows he's not going to get the nomination. Nobody's shoving it in their face.
No, he wants to be the Secretary of the Department of Happy.
Happy, that was
okay.
It,
yeah. That's what he's trying to protect, all right? But the other reason that the media, the liberal media doesn't want Bernie Sanders because he will be hit across the head constantly by conservatives, you know, socialists. Some people are starting to realize what a socialist is.
Yeah.
It is a slow road to communism. And they know that if he gets the nomination that, you know, he's not going to win because they're going to drive that message home. That's why Hillary is their only choice, which is why they're trying to wink, wink, look the other way about her lying, lack of accomplishments. And here's the biggest one, Mike, that I noticed in that hearing last week. 11 hours, two new things came out. One, she lied. And secondly, when it came to additional requests for security, she shoved it off on the security professionals. That's not a CEO or a leader. She basically tried to distance herself from the fact that she didn't provide additional security because she left it to the security professional.
And not only did she not make the decision that she was the one responsible to make, she blew it off several times.
Yes.
Resulting in deaths. And she needs to be held accountable for that.
She needs to be held accountable for it. But the mainstream liberal media, they're not going to hold her accountable for it, which is why all conservatives out there, all people who are patriots, who care about the future of this country, and I happen to believe that your listeners, even though I'm not on your show a lot, that they care about the future of this country.
Of course.
You've got to make sure you vote, and you got to encourage other people to vote. The biggest lie out there isn't the lie that Hillary Clinton told. It's that a college professor told the daughter of one of my listeners that her vote doesn't count. That is a big fat lie. And so people have got to realize that there's power in their vote, and there's power in more of us voting for who we believe in. That's going to be the difference. And we can basically offset the cheating, and we can offset as Marco Rubio put it, we can offset the biggest super PAC that the Democrats have, which is the liberal media.
The media. Well, let me tell you also, I think it's very disrespectful when people don't vote. There are people that have died for this country in order that we have the right to vote. There's people that didn't get the right to vote until not too long ago.
Yep.
And I've voted in every presidential election since I was able to.
Yes.
And I think it's something that that we should be very proud to have and look at other countries that are still dying and dealing with corrupt elections, and the fact that we can't go out there and spend what probably about 15 minutes of our time on that important day is ridiculous. This is Herman Cain. He was crazy for a little while and decided he wanted to be president, and now he decided it'd be better to be rich and be a radio talk show host and an author. He is going to be coming to Tampa.
Yes.
Before we talk about that, I have to ask you this one last question.
Sure.
This is, I don't want to get too political with my audience. I don't want to lose them with this seriousness of this conversation, but this is very important. If you had to marry one, kill one, or make sweet love to one, between Hillary Clinton, Carly Fiorina, and Michelle Obama, which one would you marry, which one would you kill, and which one would you make sweet love to?
I'd kill myself.
No, not an option. Not
you
an
didn't
option.
Say that.
Not an. You could only marry F or kill. You cannot kill yourself.
You didn't say that wasn't an option.
I'm gonna tell you. I would. I would marry Michelle Obama.
Yeah.
I would. No. I would bang Michelle Obama. I would marry Carly Fiorina, and I would kill Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
You guys, I tell you, you're priceless. You're absolutely priceless.
I'm going to say that would be the same way for Herman.
Probably.
Guys, it's always great talking to you.
When are you coming here?
It'll be in February. And we're going to work something out and try to do a live appearance with you and me and your co-hosts and stuff like that.
Yep.
Promoting my new book. So we're working on the details. I know that your boss is excited about it. So we're going to put something together. So it'll be in February when I'm promoting my new book.
If you need me to write a little blurb in your book, Dan, that you put on the back cover, I'm available for that.
Done
or
deal.
Or the forward, if you need me to write the forward.
You got it, man.
Me and Herman go back.
You got it.
All right. Hey, thank you for coming on the show again.
Having
and
to do it,
check
guys.
Out HermanCain.com. There you go. I love that guy.
Yeah, he's very great. Funny.
And he's right. I didn't mean to say robotic with Rubio. I actually thought Rubio did a good job last night, but from what I'm watching, I don't want to see that same. It's the reason why the outsiders are winning, because you don't want to see that same prescribed answer,
right?
And how many times Rubio? So Marco Rubio, what do you think about this? And then he turns and looks at the camera and he says, well, my family came over here from Cuba. Yeah. I couldn't afford to go to college, and I didn't have the... Okay, get it. And show more of his hot wife.
I have to imagine that before he orders from Starbucks, he's like,
"Yeah,
when my parents came over, Cuban coffee, but yeah, I'm going to drink this.
My father had to plant his own seeds and go out and harvest his own cocoa bean.
Yeah, wow. Marco, I asked, what do you want for lunch?
Mm-hmm.
Please stop telling
my
me.
Father didn't eat lunch for 13 years because he came here from Cuba and we didn't have any money. And I worked really hard so that I can have a sandwich, but only with one piece of bread. Mm. I'm Marco Rubio. Wesley, good morning. You're on the Mike Caldas Show. What's up, Wesley?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, got a question. I wanted to see if Herman had any input, but I just have no plans of voting for Hillary, but I find it hilarious that if she were to win, that we would maybe have the first, I'm trying to think of what you title him as, first man or the first gentleman.
First gentleman, I believe, is what
is
it would
that
be
what
called.
It would be? And he'd have Bill running around on that front.
How that long do you quite... think it will be before he gets in trouble for banging somebody in the White House?
Under a month.
I mean, think about it. You're in there now, getting all the perks that you did for the 8 years when you lived there, but you don't have any other responsibility. And how bored he's going to be, because he doesn't get to sit in the Oval Office. So while they're in the Oval Office, he's going to be running around doing things in the other rooms.
You know who is really, really, really hoping that Hillary Clinton gets elected as president? Daryl Hammond.
Oh, yeah. He's back.
Yeah.
Thanks, Wesley.
Thank you.
And let me tell you, Herman, I know Herman watches porn. I don't really know that like for a fact, but in my mind, I assume he does. Yeah,
he's a man.
Not, because he's a man. That's it. And then you gotta wonder if Bill watches porn.
Oh yeah,
right.
Bill makes porn.
Yeah. Can you watch it in the White House? Yeah.
Well, haven't they?
Where?
I'm pretty sure people have been caught, like, in the House of Representatives with porn on their phone.
No, no, no. I'm talking about in the White House, because everything's recorded in the Oval Office, and but you know that
bathroom. They can't record you in a bathroom.
You know, you do.
You're not supposed to.
Because you know, you
Snoop,
do.
That's where Snoop Dogg said he smoked weed, was in the bathroom.
You don't
the
think
White
they
House.
Were in the back watching on the monitor, and they're like, oh, there's Snoop. He's getting high.
Snoop lying.
Yeah. They didn't know that was happening?
Probably.
Yeah.
You know what you do? You go old school, and you use magazines.
Oh, yeah.
You use magazines.
And you put time on the cover?
No, yeah, but you go wherever you go, and you turn off all the lights, and you have night vision goggles.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. A lot of things to do.
To quote Dave Chappelle, I don't want to be a masturbation ninja. Dave Chappelle is like, when you're trying to take care of yourself, when your wife's home or the kid's home, he's like, I'll get up there in the corner above the door. He's like, let me go to Mike. Hi, Mike. You're on the Mike Calda Show.
Hey, good morning, Mike. Awesome interview. First Thank off, I mean that I would be very nervous if I were in your spot.
Oh, now and are you kidding me? Herman's like the most normal, down to earth guy. He's great.
When I email his producer, set it up. He keeps talking about how much fun he has coming on the show.
I would imagine that for the most part, they don't ever get to have fun type interviews. So it was great to have him on.
Well, that's what I was kind of leading to my comment is, you know, I've been waffling on who I was, you know, thinking about voting for.
Right.
And if somebody can sit down, and I mean, you guys are obviously my favorite radio show. If somebody can sit down on, you know, your show, be as normal as he was, what, you know, not fumble anything. And, that's what I'm looking for in a leader. You know, I'm not looking for somebody who's stuffy. I'm not looking for somebody who's going to lie. And, I think your interview just really kind of made up my mind.
You know, Herman Cain's not running for president, right?
Well, you can vote for him anyway if you want to. It's a free country.
No, I am going to vote for him because, Ben Carson, I like Ben Carson, but I don't think he's a good leader. I don't think Trump would be the right person. So, there's no dead vote. And I think we need more people that are like him to stick their neck out.
All right. I'm with you. Herman Cain in 2016.
All right.
It's either him or John Kerry at this point.
Herman will never run for president again.
Why would he?
Because he learned last time.
That's the problem. It's such a pain in the ass to become president. If you do one thing wrong, you're going to get up there and worry about it. And I think that's part of the problem. We're losing a lot of good candidates because maybe somebody did something wrong back in like when they were 25 or 30 and now people know about it.
I wanted to ask him. This is something I think about all the time. And I know I throw conspiracy things out there and stuff. I'm real intrigued by that stuff, even though I think most of it's BS. But there is a situation when Obama took over for Bush. There is a very ceremonial meeting at the front of the White House where the outgoing president meets the incoming president and takes him inside.
Yeah.
Now, once they get inside, you don't get to see what goes on. So in my mind, they walk in, they look at each other, and they say, well, B, welcome. Thanks, George. I appreciate it. Ladies, go enjoy some tea. B and I got to talk. And then he takes him into a private room that only presidents are allowed to go in, not vice presidents, not Secret Service. It's behind a bookcase, and then there's another round door on the inside. And then they open up that book of presidents, and he says,
all the secrets.
Here's what we got. And he's like, aliens. I'm like, of course aliens. Aliens back since as far as we were recording information. And he's like,
JFK.
Kennedy? Yep. It was us. You know, and he just tells him, but here's why. Here's why it was necessary, and here's what we did, and Lyndon Johnson knew about the whole thing, and he's like, oh, my God, this is crazy. What else? Professional wrestling? Real.
What?
Yeah. Just all that stuff that he just goes through, and he tells them all the president stuff. Yeah, and he's like, Darth Vader, Luke's father.
What?
Oh, wait, we already knew that. You already knew that. Sorry. But, you know, I'm just saying, like, he goes in and he just gives them all the presidential. He's like,
the other thing is, we shot JR.
Oh, no.
the nuclear codes, the F word. Yeah. You'll never forget it. Just always keep in mind. Yeah. Just plug it in. What else do you think he tells them? Like, where? Oh, okay. So here, this is Mount Weather. This is where we go when the crap really hits the fan. If we think there's going to be a war, The chopper brings you over here, the plane takes you over there, and then you go underground.
Bam.
And then, yeah.
There are missiles under the Rose Garden.
Oh, yeah. He's fully protected. He's like, that plane that was coming over here would have never even made it close. The actual top of the Washington Monument opens like a Bic lighter.
Oh, man.
Or what do they call those? Zippo lighter. And you know, the guns pop
shoots
out from
flames.
There.
Hell yeah. What? It is a Bic lighter. Just shoots flames.
Shoots flame. A big wall of fire and nothing can get through. Yeah, and then he's like, you know, this guy has been dead for years. It's a fake that we put in there. You know, just like things they make up there. We had to kill Elvis. We killed John Lennon because he was getting too many
too
followers.
Tupac is still alive though. Tupac's still alive.
Both of them, they hang out.
And yet, what if Obama goes, let me ask you a question. What about Tupac? And Bush went, oh, you like Tupac? Come on, I'll show you. Oh, and he takes him. He's got him downstairs in a cell. He got him in a cell. And you walk past, you know, a couple other missing celebrities or people, leaders, and they're all in the cell together.
Man.
And they're like, there you go.
DB Cooper's down there.
Yeah, you learn it all.
Holloway.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh. What did she do?
You got to bring it down.
She's a celebrity.
Yeah, to bring it down.
Yeah.
She wasn't a celebrity. She just got murdered.
I'm telling you, that's got to be the best part about being president is now you get that meeting where you just know everything. Mike, go ahead. You're on the Mike Calda Show.
Hey, Mike, you're probably old enough to remember this. Do you remember when, before Jimmy Carter was elected president, he said, if I'm elected president, I'm going to let everybody know every knowledge about aliens and whatnot, you know, that the government's been concealing. And then once he got elected president, he said, I will not reveal any of that information for threat of national security.
Yeah, and you know it's because they go, hey, listen, Jimmy, yeah, okay, there's aliens. We all pretty much knew that anyway, but here's the treaty that we signed, and the minute we open our big fat mouths, they blow our planet out of the solar system. That's why he kept his mouth shut.
Just like Pixels.
Exactly.
Just like Pixels.
Qbert has to save the day.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.